All right, welcome back to the Just Means Less podcast with your host, Nick. As you guys can tell, me, Micah, and Hayden are all doing our own more in-depth regional previews. So I'm sure if you've listened to a couple of the episodes already, we all picked which regionals we kind of want to take a deeper dive into, maybe your favorite team is in one of these regionals. So this one's going to be the Columbia region. I picked it because my team, NC State, is in this one. And I have a few more that I'm also going to do as well. So this is the Columbia preview. So in this one, we have South Carolina as the one seed, Campbell as the two seed, NC State as the three seed, and Central Connecticut State as the four seed. In my opinion, this region is probably the most competitive region. You got South Carolina, who at one point looked like they were the best team in the country. They were right on Wake's tail. They were right on LSU's tail. Unfortunately, they couldn't even finish that LSU series because of weather. I believe that's what happened. And then suddenly, they got hit with the injury bug. And they had finished the season quite poorly, which some people were thinking that they were out of a hosting bid. I mean, the 15 seed, if you had told people like a month ago that South Carolina was going to be a 15 seed in this NCAA tournament, we call you crazy. Something must have happened if that's going to happen. Well, something did happen. They are bit badly by the injury bug. So still quite a dangerous team. But without a doubt, this is the toughest region. And then you got Campbell. Campbell has been dominant all year. They have one of the best pitchers in the country who will be going up against NC State in game one on Friday. I was kind of shocked that they didn't get to host. Now, some believe that it was because their stadium's too small, yada, yada. People kept saying that about Duke as well and Boston College. But some people think that this should be Campbell's region and that South Carolina should be going to Fayetteville, North Carolina, or Buies Creek, whatever you want to call it. Very dangerous team. One of the most dangerous two seeds, I believe, in this tournament. I mean, if you look at the two seeds, there's UConn, pretty dangerous. BC, I think, is the most dangerous two seed of this tournament. And then you got Duke, ECU. All these teams are very good. All these two seeds, Oregon, Oregon State, A&M, West Virginia, Southern Miss. I mean, the list goes on and on. But Campbell, I think, is like top three toughest two seed in this NCAA tournament. And they're going up against NC State in the first game. Now, I have watched NC State all year. They are a very, very talented team. And if you had listened to my rants before on week after week after week with Micah, after we recap a weekend series, you've heard me say it. State is super, super talented. I mean, they've got great freshmen. They've got some veteran leaders on that team. But they just can't get out of their own way to play some clean baseball. And when they do, most of the time, the result is a win. But sometimes what also beats them is the lack of timely hitting. The clutch hitting isn't there. Now, State, I think, is playing their best baseball of the whole year. They are playing their best baseball right now. They swept Pitt to finish the season. They played a very good Duke team to the wire. Now, it should have been a final score of 7-1, but once again, State's errors come back and bite them in the butt. And that game went to extra innings when it shouldn't have. That's what I'm saying. Duke, by far a very talented team, a potential regional host. Some argue that they should have been a regional host. But going 0-2 in the ACC tournament wasn't going to do them any justice. So I believe they are where they are is correct. But State beat them. And then they played Miami in the elimination game, and it was the lack of timely hitting. They played a really clean game. Like, pitching was amazing. That was the best pitching I've seen them have all year. And every game they've played against Miami this year, because they played a three-game series with them, was close. Now, the ACC tournament game was close. The first game of that series was close. And then State blew out one game. Miami blew out another game. So very evenly matched teams. And State's right there with the best of the best. It's just that they can't get out of their own way. And then you have Central Connecticut. I mean, you know, let's be honest. They're the ugly stepsister in this region. But you never know. We've seen crazier. So you never know. In my bracket, I do have NC State coming out of the Columbia region. Why do I have that? Yes, sure, I can be a little biased. But honestly, if you think about it, Campbell's going to throw their best arm against State. State has great bats. If they can get to Campbell's starter and pull out a win, I feel pretty good about State's chances moving forward. Now, South Carolina is not going to throw their best guy. So obviously, the winner of State and Campbell will get South Carolina's best guy. But South Carolina's been hurt. And State, for the majority of the season, has stayed relatively healthy. Now, I know we've had Jacob Kozar out for a little bit and Will Marcy out for a little bit. But everyone's healthy now. And we're getting Peyton Green back, which is going to be great for the infield. And a great little power hitter at the bottom of the lineup. So it really wouldn't shock me if NC State came out of the Columbia region. Now, again, it also wouldn't shock me if State ended up going 0-2. Or I'm sorry, they won't go 0-2. If they go 1-2. It won't shock me if Campbell comes out of this region. And again, it won't shock me if South Carolina comes out of this region. No one is getting out of this region unscathed. Everyone's going to lose. That's my opinion. All three teams, the top three teams in this region, are wildly, wildly talented. They play great baseball. They've been in and out of the top 25 and in and out of the top 10 all year long. It's going to be a tough region. And I think this is the most exciting region by far. So I do have NC State coming out of this. I think they've been playing the best baseball so far. Now, again, Campbell's been playing really well too, but South Carolina has been limping to the finish line. I think both Campbell and State can use their bats. Again, Campbell's got a really great pitching staff too, so we'll see. But that's my little preview on the Columbia region. I wish I was going, but I will be working the Wake Forest Winston-Salem Regional, which is actually going to be the next episode, or the next region that I'm going to be previewing tonight. Again, it's not going to be a shocker who comes out of this, except Central Connecticut. Now, I'll admit, I know nothing about Central Connecticut. They won their conference. That's why they're here, obviously. But this is going to be a fun region. I can't wait. So the first game is going to be on ACC Network for State and Campbell. Should be a terrific game. Friday, 1 o'clock, and then obviously South Carolina, Central Connecticut will be on, I believe, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, probably on SEC Network or something. There you go, guys. There's my little Columbia regional. Hopefully that gives you a little perspective on where my head is at and what I think about these four teams. Again, anyone can win it. No one's coming out of this unscathed. And yeah, I got the Wolfpack, man. I think something clicked in the ACC tournament for them. Great pitching. I think they cleaned up the errors a little bit. I think they can get some timely hitting. If they can get after Campbell's number one guy, I think they'll be sitting pretty for the South Carolina game. So we shall see. Thank you guys for listening. And I guess for me, go Pack.